Joining us now is Alderman Keene Winters from Wausau, and you, as well as a few others, are proposing the possibility of merging Wausau and Brokaw. Why would you want to do that?
Well, every community has its problems, and the key is that working together, we can do more than we can on our own. And so Brokaw has lost the mill. That's been a huge financial problem to them. And Wausau's problem is it really hasn't grown very much in the last 20 years. And so Brokaw would give us some room to grow.
Is this good for both communities?
I think it's good for both communities. I think Brokaw's really in a hard spot. You lose a mill that produces 450 jobs in a community of 251 people. The size mismatch is just, it's a scale that's inconceivable. So I think that to expect the residents of Brokaw to pull together the resources to dig themselves out of that hole on their own is asking a lot. A regional response would be better, and Wausau would be good at leading that regional response.
There's just not a lot of population there to recover from a large amount of debt, is there?
No, that's it. There was infrastructure built when people expected the mill to be open, and you know, 450 workers would come across the bridge for the river and get off of I-39, and now those infrastructure pieces need to be paid for.
As far as the cost of utilities, how would that change with a merger?
Well, if Brokaw were part of Wausau, they would have the same utility rates as Wausau. It may not happen overnight. The Public Service Commission may allow a step down from their current rates to Wausau's rates, but their tax rates, their property tax rates, would immediately be the same as ours, which would more than cut their rate in half.
And with that property tax drop, do you feel that this could open up some opportunities to perhaps bring some business into those vacant industrial areas in Brokaw?
Well, I think that's absolutely key. So with Brokaw's high tax rate, high water rate, and high debt load and uncertain future, it's really hard for them to put together a package to recruit businesses for that community. Since they're so resource-strapped, it would be hard to put together an incentive package to do that. And so it's a lot for 250 people to try and do on our own. And we shouldn't all sit around in this region and just watch them struggle. We should be good neighbors and help.
You're working on a proposal along with a former Brokaw leader, Adam Dykeman, that would put this merger together. Have you heard any feedback from both Wausau and Brokaw residents or government leaders other than Mr. Dykeman?
Not a lot. The idea is still getting out there. I think Wausau residents will have a lot to chew on. Brokaw has about $4.6 million in debt. Wausau, by contrast, has $46 million in debt, so it would mean an increase of as much as 10% in our debt load, and that's a lot. But Brokaw has an I-39 interchange, a bridge over the Wisconsin River, a water tower, a rail junction, and a wastewater treatment facility, and that's probably $50 million worth of infrastructure that could be used in an expansion of the city.
Essentially, Brokaw could become the next industrial park.
Well, I think industrial, but I think there's a lot of great spots there for residential as well. So I think it would be mixed-use development. I certainly think we'd want to take advantage of the rail junction that is there and bring businesses in that use both rail and water, because we have both of those. But I also think on really the west side and the banks of the Wisconsin, you really have some nice places for a really nice residential development in that valley.
Is there anything on the city council in Wausau's radar as far as discussing this in committee or at the council level?
No, there isn't right now. And so this is really a couple of people suggesting this really as private citizens. I mean, I don't officially represent the city of Wausau. I do represent the northernmost district in the city of Wausau. So that's why Brokaw's on our minds. in that section of the city. And again, you know, that's a community that's really struggling, and we shouldn't, you know, the county should be involved in a solution. The state should be involved in solution. WASA shouldn't do it alone. We should have partners. But I think WASA would probably be a key partner in making this all work again.
My guess is you're looking for some feedback and discussion on this. How should people get in touch with you and Mr. Dykeman to air their concerns or show their support or opposition?
My information is on the city website, so people can certainly contact me this way. I think what we really need to do is at first, the decision you know, has to go to Brokaw, and the citizens of Brokaw have to decide which direction they're going to go. And if they're interested in this, then have them contact WASA. And then at that point, it's worth it for us to put some staff time and committee time into analyzing it. But if Brokaw isn't interested and they'd really like to take on this challenge alone, well, you know, we can't force anything on them. So I think it begins with Brokaw sort of doing some soul searching and deciding what might be a good direction for their community. And once they make a decision one way or the other, and if that decision is a merger is a good idea, then we have to take a look at it from WASA's angle and see if we can put together some partners to essentially finance the deal.
Anything you'd like to add today?
Well, I'm just hoping that people will keep an open mind. I mean, I can see there's always a reaction. We've got problems. They've got problems. Let's talk, take care of our own problems before we worry about someone else. And the truth is we're stronger when we work together, and our weaknesses are their strengths and vice versa. There's really a lot of good to come out of working together, and we desperately need jobs in this region. And here's an opportunity to get going on that kind of development. So I hope we really focus on the long-term positives when we look at this issue.